You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, a Milwaukee high school is headed to the Robotics World Championship. We'll talk to their coach and a student driver for the team coming up next. First, it's now legal to grow industrial hemp here in Wisconsin with a permit. The legislature passed a hemp legalization bill unanimously, and Governor Scott Walker signed it into law last year. Now the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is accepting license applications for the state's first industrial hemp growing season in a long time. State Senator Patrick Teston was one of the bill's sponsors in the Senate. He's a Republican representing Wisconsin's 24th State Senate District, which includes Stevens Point. Senator Teston, thanks a lot for joining us.
Great to be here.
All right, so if I'm a farmer and I'm hearing about this hemp pilot project, I want to get on board. How do I get started?
Well, first, you're going to want to contact the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. And first and foremost, before anyone wants to get involved in the growing of industrial hemp, you want to make sure that you have a buyer lined up at the end of the season. Because the worst thing that we can do after reintroducing this crop for the first time in the state in over 70 years is to create a market where there's no demand at the end of the growing season. So find a buyer first and then contact DATCAP to go through the registration process, the licensing process to get registered to grow it. And then from there, hopefully once the snow melts, we'll have our first season of ground since, I believe, 1957.
And we used to be the state for hemp production, right?
We were. We were one of the national leaders, one of the world leaders, in fact. And unfortunately, because of its close relation to the marijuana plant, it got lumped in with that. And unfortunately, we haven't been able to grow it for decades. But thanks to the 2014 Farm Bill that was signed into law by President Obama, it gives states the leeway to set up and establish pilot programs. And so since then, over 30 states have reintroduced this crop, including our neighbors in Michigan, Minnesota, and Illinois. Now, thankfully, we're back. We're going to be able to grow industrial hemp again because there's so many different uses and applications for this this plant that I really see it as a future commodity. And especially at a time when our farmers are really struggling right now with low commodity prices in corn and soy, we see this as an opportunity for them to diversify their portfolios and hopefully add this into their crop rotations and lessen our dependence on a foreign import, which we import about $600 million of industrial hemp from other countries like China and Canada every single year.
So there are buyers out there. There's demand domestically for more hemp production?
Absolutely. Demands from the textile industry to food processors. I mean, you can go into major grocery stores right now and you can find things like hemp hearts and hemp seeds. They're putting hemp seeds into things like granola bars. It was pretty neat when we had the public hearing last year in the state Senate. We had a hemp farmer from Kentucky come up who has been advocating for this on the national level as well as going state to state. And she brought up a basket of products, everything from soap to rope to some of the food that you can make with this. And then for Wisconsin, we're known to like a drink or two, and she even brought up a jar of Kentucky moonshine that was made from distilled hemp seeds. So, I mean, there's so many different applications for this plant that I really see this when we look back 5-10 years from now. I think Wisconsin's going to be a national leader once again.
Let's take a step back here, because I think still some people might hear hemp and think hemp equals marijuana. They're synonyms of the same thing. Compare and contrast a little bit for us.
Sure. And I was one of those. When I was first approached by State Representative Jesse Kramer to be the Senate lead on this legislation, I had some serious concerns initially because I thought anytime we talked about hemp, we were talking about marijuana. And he said, no, Senator, this is not what you think it is. And so I had that misconception, so I had to go out and educate myself. And as I researched this, I realized, well, there's not enough THC in this plant to cause the high effect that you get from the marijuana plant. And in fact, our legislation dictates that it can't go above 0.3% THC concentration. So I often tell people and some of the cynics out there who thought this is the slippery slope that if you wanted to try and get high from industrial hemp, you'd have to smoke a whole 40-acre field and it's still not going to get the job done, and you're going to have a really bad headache. And in fact, in other states where they have legalized marijuana, they've actually codified in state statutes that you can't grow industrial hemp within so many miles of a marijuana grow operation because when they cross-pollinate, the industrial hemp pollinates so quickly that it actually dilutes the THC concentration in the marijuana plant. And so That was probably our biggest challenge, was educating some of our colleagues who had some concerns. I remember initially when we first discussed it in the Republican caucus, there were a number of my colleagues who were in the same boat that I was originally. And so as we educated my colleagues and Representative Kramer in the assembly, we got to a point where it was ready, and it passed unanimously out of both houses, which if you would have told me at the start of this process that this was going to pass both the state assembly and the state senate unanimously, I would have said you're crazy. But we got the job done, and thanks to Governor Walker for signing the law, and now it's a reality.
Talking to State Senator Patrick Teston about Wisconsin's new hemp pilot program. So getting back to the practical elements here, once that farmer gets that license to have this pilot program, it's not a done deal yet. There are reporting requirements and potential inspection requirements. Is that right?
Right. So what's unique about this whole situation is because at the federal level, we're kind of at a unique crossroads between federal regulations versus state regulations. So the industrial hemp, for anyone who wants to grow, is the only crop in Wisconsin where you're going to have to pass a background check, which we had to do that to get support from stakeholders like law enforcement as well as the Department of Justice. So once people go through the application process, they will have to do some annual reports because, as dictated under the 2014 Farm Bill, states have to research this. They have to set up pilot programs. Now, our hope is that there is currently federal legislation working its way through. Congressman Comer out of Kentucky has a bill that would take industrial hemp off the controlled substance list. Now, if that were to pass and become law, all the reporting, all the background checks, the GPS coordinates that you have to provide to the Department of Agriculture go away, which is certainly our hope, because we understood early on that this was going to be a process. And as much as we'd like to remove some of the government restrictions, in order to get to where we are today, we had to make some concessions.
I understand there's some gray area on the fringes here, especially when it comes to purchasing those initial seeds.
Yeah, so they have to be a certified seed. Thankfully, one of the gentlemen who helped us craft this legislation is by the name of Ken Anderson, a Wisconsin native, who has certified Ayahuasca industrial hemp seeds. And so he's really excited because now he's actually going to be able to do business in his home state, whereas before he's had to go around the country. And so there are certified seed dealers out there like Ken Anderson of Legacy Hemp, and there are others as well. So it boils down to the fact that if you are interested in growing this crop, you need to contact individuals like that to make sure that, one, you can get the certified seed that you need, and then also get hooked up with a processor at the end of the growing cycle.
I understand that, I don't know if this is still true, at some point it would have been easier to buy seeds from Canada or Europe than to take them across state lines if you went to another state to buy seeds.
Yeah, it's one of those weird, some of the bureaucratic nuances of this and some of the regulations, which, again, was one of the challenges that we really had. And that's why we did our due diligence in the craft in this legislation to have what we believe is one of the strongest pilot programs for industrial hemp in the country, where other states have been rather vague or, in our opinion, went above what federal law allows. I think we achieve that balancing act of making sure that we're compliant with what the feds allow, but also making sure that we have strict standards here in the state of Wisconsin for the reintroduction of this crop.
I understand members of both parties in Wisconsin's congressional delegation are on board with changing some of those federal laws.
Yeah, you have Congressman Grothman to Congressman Mark Polkan, two individuals that I think everyone can agree on are on polar ends of the political spectrum, have come together and signed on to the federal legislation, which it's really exciting because this is, I truly believe this is a big win for farmers, not just in Wisconsin, but across the country. I mean, it's one of those issues where we can set partisan politics aside and do what's best for our hardworking farmers and make sure that our $88 billion agriculture industry here in the state of Wisconsin continues to grow and prosper and hopefully go above that $88 billion into the future.
Yeah, there's no such thing as a miracle crop that's going to magically save all the farmers. But 10 years from now, what are you hoping to see?
I'm hoping to see that Wisconsin is the number one producer of industrial hemp in the country again. And what's so great about this crop, it's one, it's a weed. So, I mean, it's not a high water intensive crop. You don't have to use any pesticide applications because of the canopy that develops, ensures that no weeds underneath it can take over the field. So it's really one of those crops that low maintenance, we've proven that we've grown it in the past. So I truly do believe that Wisconsin will be a national leader once again in the industrial hemp market.
Senator Teston, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Well, thank you.
Senator Patrick Teston is a Republican representing Wisconsin's 24th State Senate District, which includes Stevens Point. He was with us to talk about the rollout of the state's new industrial hemp program.